It is time for another In Case You Missed It podcast on Kiss Country 99.9 with TC and Dina B, brought to you by Xfinity.
Hawaiian shirts on too. Heck yeah.
Yeah, you're very Florida and tropical.
I'm trying.
You're ready for this.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been waiting for this for a while.
Do you adapt to your surroundings? Because I know you were just in Australia. How was it over in Australia, first off?
Australia is crazy. I could actually live there.
Really?
I could actually live there. Yes. It literally is like a crossbreed of Texans and Floridians.
Okay.
I'm dead serious.
So then we could live there.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, yeah. And the people are just super nice.
What about the spiders, though? Because I saw your caption about spiders. What about the spiders over there? Because I know the animals and the insects are massive.
I did not see any spiders. But yes, the saying, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this because this is radio, but I'm not here to fuck spiders means I'm not here to mess around.
That's it.
Okay.
And once I found that out, I was like, I have to say that on the mic. Dude, I'm telling you, when I said that, they went crazy.
Did they?
Yes. But Australia is a freaking awesome time. You got to go if you haven't.
Okay.
And what about the shoey experience? Was that awesome?
The shoey...
You could be honest.
I was not going to do it to begin with, and then I was like, you know what? I might as well do it this one time.
Okay.
Yeah. And
when in Rome.
And I'm not much of a chugger, you know? I've seen everyone else do it, and like even back here, shotgunning beers, I'm like, I don't need... Yeah. Any help to get to the destination I'm trying to get to, I won't partake. And so it was rough.
Okay. Was it a clean shoe?
It was a clean shoe.
Okay. That's always important.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No. Yeah, I ain't messing with that.
Okay. So let's talk about your upbringing. So your dad and your uncle were in a band. So there was obviously musical influence growing up as a young boy. Yes. Oklahoma as well. I mean, some heavy hitters came from Oklahoma. So I want to know, was there a lot of pressure besides the fact that you have an uncle and a father in a band, besides the fact you're hailing from Oklahoma with Reba and Garth and Carrie and Toby and everybody else? What kind of pressure did you feel like trying to make it in country music?
I didn't feel really any pressure because I had nothing to lose at the time, if that makes sense. But now that I'm up and where I am now, my hometown, Stillwater, Oklahoma, is the home of Red Dirt.
Okay.
So, if you don't know, you know, Garth got his start there, is what they say. I believe he's from UConn originally.
Uh-huh.
But, Garth got his start there at Willie's down there on the Strip, which is my backyard.
Love it.
The Great Divide, Cross Canadian Ragweed. You could just name off a whole bunch of bands.
Uh-huh.
Also, bigger bands like All American Rejects.
Yeah.
Also went to the same high school.
Really?
Okay.
So, now there is the pressure of like, okay, I'm the next one to come out of Stillwater. And trying to create... I don't know. I'm hoping that town just goes back to being so deeply enriched in music again, if that makes sense.
Well, it does, and it would be a great thing. And your music is deep. Your music is deep a lot of times, but so is your artwork on the albums and things that you do like that, and the single art. How do you come up with these ideas? Did you watch a lot of Bob Ross growing up?
No.
You don't
want to see me even with a Sharpie and a blank piece of paper, dude. A stick figure won't look right.
But when it comes to the artwork, do you have an idea and then you tell someone, okay, this is what I want, or you just let it ride?
Chloe Tyler is her name. That's been doing my artwork since Please Don't Go.
Okay.
And basically, we send her the music, she creates the art.
That's amazing.
Which
That's awesome.
Is just... I love it because I can never say no to her, because I'm like, this is your interpretation of what you are getting from my art. And to say no to art, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it stands out. I mean, you're doing a good job with it.
Well, she's freaking incredible. Yeah. I mean, she was calling me about Welcome to the Plains. We sent her the album and she started making the art, which she hand painted that, which is even crazier. But yeah, she was calling me while I was feeding cows, and she was like, I got this idea and this idea and this idea. And I was like, Chloe, take it and run. Yeah. Whatever you see, run with it. And it's just been an awesome experience. Of course, some people don't quite get it, and they're like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, Chloe's making this art. This is just her interpretation, and that is just a beautiful thing, and I plan to never lose it.
Awesome, man.
Awesome. And last but not least, was it a great feeling, too, when you got the call and you know about being on the Twister album as well and the soundtrack? Because that's huge. When you get on a movie soundtrack so young as well, I mean, that's got to feel like a feather in a hat.
I didn't think they'd take me on there. Yeah, like, I didn't think anything of it. I was like, yeah, we'll send this song in. And it was me and Jake's first time, like, finally getting to hang out and we sat in my backyard while I was burning trash, and we wrote that song, and we were like, dude, we'll send it on, see what happens. And then they took it, and I was like, there's no way. Like, someone's got to be pulling my leg. But I'll never forget going and watching the movie, and I thought that I might be in the credits somewhere. Me and the band stayed there for like 10 minutes in the movie theater.
Like the end of a Marvel movie, for it.
Just, yeah, exactly. Just sitting there, and I was like, I swear, guys, I'm on the album.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
One more thing before we let you go. If you wouldn't mind, actually, he's going to pull this up. If you wouldn't mind signing this picture for us.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
What do we got?
What do we got here? Oh, man. Yeah, that was after... that was after my sold-out show and Billy Bob's.
Here, I get that for you.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
So, yeah, tell us about this hospital bed picture.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, basically, we get to the show. I'm having the greatest day of my life. I'm riding my Ripstick around. I'm fixing to play to Billy Bob's, one of the greatest venues that you could ever play, especially as a Red Dirt musician.
Yeah. Oh, we know. We've
been
there.
Oh, we've been. Big claw machine there.
Oh, my gosh. And then all of a sudden, like, my anxiety went through, like, this rampage, and I was like, what is happening? I'm not even in a, like, anxiety I've had.
Yeah.
I've had it the last past year, but, like, this came out of nowhere, and I was like, everything's fine. What is happening? Anyway, I'm shaking like crazy. I go on stage. I get, like, halfway in the set. I think we're in Losing Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, had to go off stage, and I'm walking down the stairs in the green room. I throw my guitar. I didn't even get the chance to mute it. So the band's still trying to play and just, like, work up a jam section. I throw my guitar. It makes a, you know, vibrates.
Oh, my gosh.
And I couldn't even make it to the bathroom. Threw up all over the place. Came back out. Started singing. I finally told the crowd. I'm like, I'm sicker than a dog. I don't know why. We played the hell out of the show, but I couldn't really run and jump around because I was dying on the inside.
Oh, my gosh.
Get done with the show, and I go out, and I was, like, talking to my family, and, oh, my gosh, my cousin Mike, he tries so hard to help, and he's like, hey, brother, do this, do this. And he's, like, he's freaking out, and I'm like, calm, calm, brother, chill. And anyway, my mom and one of my managers is going to take me to the hospital, and while I was going out to my truck, I stopped on the tailgate, and I started throwing up again, and then my manager, you know, when you throw up, you close your eyes, and I open my eyes up, and it's just blood.
Oh, my gosh, man.
So, I went to the hospital, and pretty much found out that they think I had stomach ulcers just because my anxiety has been so bad
the past. You would never know that from the smile that you have in this picture.
Well,
maybe they looped you up on the good stuff.
They gave you some feel good stuff.
I can't remember
what
they gave me, but it was doing its thing. And it made me very sleepy, and I thought it was hilarious. I had so many friends and family there. They all went out to the bars, had the time of their life. I finally get back to the Airbnb where all my friends and family are. My friends are terrible. My friends are awful. I remember coming into the house, and I'm still like this. I'm still just happy as could be. And I think one of my buddies was like, you feel better now, bud? And slaps me on the back. And I was like, not anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. No, it was a wild adventure.
A night to remember Billy Bob's, though, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget talking to the nurse at the hospital. You know, he was a cool dude.
Goodness. Well, there, now we got the story.
We have the whole story.
We are backstage Tortuga Music Festival. Wyatt Flores. Wyatt, thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Don't let this experience happen again.
I hope not.
Not here at Tortuga.